Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Wednesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and I'm already very pleased with Al Morganti. After 30 years of working with a guy, Al and I agree on a TV show.
No.
We'll talk about it later. Tiger King. Al and I, we have never one time agreed on a TV show, and we agree on one. Because these people...
It took a pandemic to get me to watch TV.
Al, I'm going to be honest with you. I believe that that you may be right about God causing this, because you got to get rid of some of those people.
Oh, my God.
These people are so sick and nuts that you have to thin the herd.
Oh, my Lord.
But we got a phenomenal show for you today. Mr. Billy King here. Perfect timing again, Billy. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
And we got John Kincaid on at 7, Al. And here's the thing. John Kincaid is a wonderful talk show host and he loves to fight. Now, he was wrong yesterday.
You know
it and I know it. Because he tweeted out that Joshua Harris had every right to do what he was doing by scamming some of his workers.
Not a charity case.
Because this is not a charity he's running, the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, later in the day, we found out that even Harris realized he was wrong.
Yeah.
Is John Kincaid from Atlanta, by way of Exton, PA, Al,
Exton,
is he willing to admit he was wrong?
No, he'll say it's
not a chance.
No.
I can tell you right now, it's going to be a bloodbath at 7 here, and I already won the bat, Al. I already won the Ironman.
Why?
Because yesterday we went crazy that they did this to their workers.
Yeah.
And now there's a lot more information. They couldn't look worse. And the reverse of Field, I'll acknowledge he had no choice at that point.
Oh, yeah.
And I even got a slew of emails yesterday from people giving us credit.
Oh.
And I went, no. Let me make this clear to you. All right, we deserve zero credit.
Oh.
The Fiat, we could yell and scream. I yelled and screamed the day before. I wanted Embiid or somebody to tell me whether he had the virus. Did anybody? Nothing happened there.
No.
I yell and scream every day.
Never
Most
works.
Of the time, it doesn't work. So I had nothing to do with yesterday. The fans had it. The fans did it on social networking. They did it on, I'm sure, calls to the team. The fans were enraged that a man worth $4 billion would want to pull pennies out of the pockets of his employees. That was the worst look he could possibly present.
Yeah.
And the fans simply wouldn't allow it. And you are the heroes. Fans out there, bravo to you. You are my winners of the week. You got it wrong. Write it.
There you go.
You got it wrong. I had to remember if that was the right order. But it was. It was Billy, before I play some of the stuff yesterday that came from Adrian Wojnarowski.
Wojbomb.
Right, Woj, because he had some great inside stuff on what went on with the Sixers. When you heard yesterday that Joshua Harris had decided to dock pay for people making $50,000 or more, you ran that team. Did you think that was a good concept?
With originally to dock?
The original idea to take somebody the pennies out of the pocket of a guy just trying to get by.
No, because I think back to when I first got here in 98, there was a lockout.
Yeah.
And they paid all the employees during the lockout the Sixers. They asked them to do other work, help the Flyers, and like that. But Ed Snyder and Comcast stepped up and said, we're going to pay you during that time. I just think the timing of it right now is so early. If this was 3 months, 4 months, then maybe I have to look at situations because of the business. But right now, I just thought the timing was wrong.
Timing was terrible. And the messaging was bad.
Yeah.
Because they didn't even come out and say, we're not laying anybody off. There's a lot of ways they could have done it to make it sound better. But the real reason, by the way, I have no sources on this. Scott O'Neill was behind this. This reeks of the CEO, Mr. $10,000 suit, screw you fans. Remember, this is the same horse's ass, Al, who when the Sixers first bought the team, refused to acknowledge the name of the building they were playing in because they weren't getting any money.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which was just contemptible because back then, what was it, Wachovia Bank, whatever it was, had purchased the naming rights. And these guys decided that you weren't going to get what you paid for. These guys have been snakes in the grass for 7 years. And O'Neill, to me, has always been the slickster who thought he was smarter than everybody else, but is actually quite evil. And look, I'm blaming Harris. He's the guy. He owns the team. He's the majority owner.
Yeah.
But these other people, he has surrounded himself with a couple of big-time idiots.
You know, the one thing I learned when I got in the NBA is they said it's not a normal business.
No.
Owning a sports team is not a normal business.
Exactly.
You get your money when you sell the team, but you may take losses throughout the process because fans have emotions.
And it's a public trust.
Yeah.
It's not their team.
Yeah.
It's our team. You understand? They come, they go.
Yeah.
We stay. We're the actual team. They got to understand what an honor and a privilege it is to own one of our franchises for however long they could do it in a dignified manner. And what happened with Joshua Harris is he lost his mind. Temporary insanity. But anyway, let me play for you some of the Woj stuff because it's great. First of all, Al, almost from the minute the announcement was made, social media went haywire.
Yeah.
Somebody, we read yesterday one of the things where they said, Joshua Harris is pond scum. And then a separate would say, no, I'm sorry, that is unfair to pond scum.
Yeah.
That was the level of discourse in the hours after it happened, right? But anyway, Wojnarowski, he is the best NBA reporter from ESPN. And Woj had this to say about backlash.
The backlash that hit Philadelphia's ownership on asking employees to take a 20% reduction on their paychecks, those who made over $50,000. I think the miscalculation in Philly was that they thought the headline might be Philly owners aren't going to have to lay anybody off. They're going to allow everyone to keep their benefits. When in fact, the headline is an owner worth, you know, approximately $4 billion is asking his employees to take a pay cut.
It's beautiful. He's 100% right. And our reaction was right from the gut yesterday, right at this hour yesterday, yelling and screaming, how dare you, how dare you, how dare you? And the fact of the matter is, what Billy said a minute ago is so true. See, Ed Snyder didn't win a championship the last 40-plus years. He was the owner of the Flyers, and for a time, the owner of the Sixers. Never won a championship after 1975, right? But he had a heart. He treated people with respect. And that's perception. You look at Ed, you go, that's a real guy, right? I mean, he really is. He understands the city. He's part of it. Joshua Harris doesn't live here. He lives in New York. The other guy, Blitzer, he lives in New York, right? You were telling me before, right? Michael Rubin, it's on the record now. Howard was right on that report because there were several other reports that Michael Rubin, another billionaire who is a minority owner in the team, was adamant it was a horrible decision.
Yeah.
Could you explain why Rubin understood and the other two carpetbaggers did not?
Well, when you live here, you have a feel for the city. I remember when Jeffrey Lurie bought the Eagles and he was from Boston, came here, and he wasn't really liked a lot. But he moved here and became part of the fabric of the city. And that's something I got from Ed Snyder. Even Brian Robertson, when I took the job here, they understood the city. When we were talking about ticket prices, raising them, they were always concerned not to raise them too much because of the fan.
Michael Rubin lives here. Yeah. The other two guys don't, right? Yeah. Michael Rubin got it. Scott O'Neill, I don't know where he lives. I'm going to assume Allen's
here. He went to Villanova.
Nova guy.
All right, well, you know what? If I was Villanova, I would revoke his graduate. I would take back the diploma because he's contemptible.
Well,
all right? And now, I have no sources on this. I'm going strictly on the gut that O'Neal was behind it because it's got his fingerprints all over it. It's what he does. He has no idea what he's doing. He just runs over people. That's his style. All right, let me get to this other stuff, though, because this is where you, the fans, should feel prouder than ever at what you did. You didn't just stop an injustice from happening in Philadelphia. You stopped an injustice from happening all over sports. Yep. Listen to Woj.
There were plenty of owners who loved the idea that Philadelphia had taken the lead in this, that Josh Harris was taking all the hits. And there were those who were ready, whether it was salary reductions, possibly furloughs, even layoffs at some point, you know, who expected that they would follow suit. And there were a lot of sighs of relief in front offices with general managers, with head coaches who really worried about their staff, that they were going to be told they had to let people go. And they were thrilled when Philly reversed course because the sense they got was that their owners were going to pull back on doing this in the short term. So by Philly doing that today, at least for now, they may have saved some jobs and some salaries around the NBA. Now,
I want every one of you to bask, everyone who voiced their opinion on our show yesterday, everyone who went on social media, anyone who voiced their opinion at any other show at WIP, bravo to you. You stopped a movement that the Sixers were beginning with the Devils. They were beginning it to try to screw the little guy, and you stopped it. And that is a tremendous accomplishment by the fans in this city. God bless every one of you for not sitting there and letting them roll over you again. You are the people. God bless you, all of you.
You have to give Josh some credit, though, for reversing.
No, I am not. Don't you even cut. You drove in here braving a virus to tell me give him credit.
Well,
that's not happening
because
today.
He did change his right
Screw
away.
Screw him. We forced him to. He wasn't going to do it. You think if there was no reaction, he would have done it?
No, but reaction, and he responded.
No, he responded. I would love to hear what the league said to him.
Adam Silver?
Yeah, behind the league must have said, what the hell are you doing?
I would be livid.
What are you doing?
You probably, this probably was going to get done.
Yeah.
But it had to come from Silver.
Sure.
He could have spun it the right way. You have to, if you're a league member team, you have to go, you have to check with the league to do this. And then it comes through and Silver takes the bullet or whatever and everything gets done. Yeah.
And not two weeks in, Al. Yeah. Not two weeks
well,
in.
Well, this tells you they're more than 2 weeks in. They don't think they're coming back.
Let me give it. No, they're not coming back. You're absolutely
right. I think they're coming back, but without fans. And that's where you lose even more money.
Yeah, that's not good. That would shock me and disappoint me. But anyway, that kind of leads to the third thing, which I was fascinated by, and it slipped by me.
What happened?
All right, when the Sixers put this out, they were very clear that it wasn't just the little guys taking a cut, that Harris was taking a cut, that O'Neal was taking a cut, that Elton Brand was taking a cut. But they stopped before they got to the coaches. Because the coaches, Brett Brown and his staff, refused to take a cut.
Well, because they didn't have
to. They're on the contract.
They're under contract.
Listen to Woj.
Those who were under contract in Philly, they didn't have to agree to it. They had to volunteer to do it. And as I was told earlier in the day, the coaching staff, members of the front office, you know, who don't even know if they're going to have jobs at the end of the season based on how this Sixer team performs, are like, we're going to give back 20% of our salary when we all might just be walking out the door at the end of the season. Well, we're not ready to do that.
Wow. Yeah. Brett Brown, they're anticipating a firing. I can't even say that now because I have no idea. Let's assume Billy says they're going to play without fans. I hope they don't. That'll be awful. But if they do, all right, then you have something to base on whether it had to fire Brett Brown. But the truth of the matter is, Al, can you fire him?
What do you mean?
Can you? If this was the last game played this year, do you have enough evidence to say, I'm not bringing him back, even though he never really got that seven chance?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
I would. Don't get me wrong. I would fire him. And Billy, you have already said you have enough information.
Yeah,
you could make
a
move
because you've played a lot of games. Just because you played a lot of games.
But the games that matter haven't been played yet.
True.
But you would still go, I'm going to base it on what I saw. I'll go another direction.
If you're making a decision on a coach or management or even players for that matter for trade-wise, you've got to look at the long haul of going forward.
You would get rid of him.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but you've got to evaluate things going forward. You just can't sit here and say, well, the season got suspended, so we're going to bring people back. You may say, yes, we like what he did, we're going to bring him back, but you can't say just because the season got suspended that you're not going to make the future decisions.
It's a pretty hot take, kind of harsh. Billy King letting Brett Brown go.
No.
But anyway, here's what we're going to do. I'm really good at misquoting. Here's
really?
What we're going to do, though. Now, we got the wheel today. And you wouldn't believe how great a job promotions do at getting us good stuff. It's amazing. And we're on the same wavelength with Al today, which is very rare.
What is that?
Because Al was saying, as I walked into the studio at the end of what you were saying.
What was that?
You're saying there are a few things that are positive that came out of this crisis.
Oh, no, it changed everything.
All right, don't say
it. No, anything, I won't change.
Because that's what the wheel is.
Oh, what is it?
Name up something good that has happened as a result of the crisis.
Oh, cool.
Something good.
Yeah, we're going to do a positive, Tay. Positive spin.
Yeah.
Brett Brown, done.
Right. No, I'm not. The whole show's not positive.
See,
no.
See, now you got Al. Context. You got Al, like, got me saying anything.
No, the whole show is not at all positive.
No,
the
not.
Show
oh,
will
I
be...
thought we were going to try something different.
No, we're just doing a positive wheel. That's all we're doing. The rest is not positive. None of it is. Wait till I get the mayor.
Two positives make a negative.
Wait till I get to Mayor Kenny today.
What'd he do?
Now, it's almost too good to believe. Anyway, here is your number. Call us now. We have lines open.
No, 215-5. What the hell is that number again? 592-9494. 215-592-9494.
It's a week and a half. He hasn't committed it to memory yet.
I thought for sure by this week you'd have it down.
No.
215-592. Just put it in your phone, WIP, and then you don't have to worry about it.
What
the hell
are
you people
probably,
doing? You numbskulls? Just put it in there, then you don't have to keep saying it.
Do they still, were you, remember before you could push star?
Yeah.
Did he still do that? Or no.
I don't know.
No.
They didn't tell us about that one.
Nah.
We didn't ask any questions.
215-592-94. Or just Alexa.
9494.
Alexa, call WIP.
All right, Al, shut up now.
Okay.
All right, WIP Sports Time 6:16.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.